when you turn off the television, I hear your heartbeat when you climb up the stairs to your bedroom, and I can feel your soft bare feet on the carpet as you walk into your room. The night is particularly tranquil and content when I come to visit you. I try to keep my tread light as I step across the arm of the benches. The closer you are to me, the more I want to see you. I should know better. I shouldn't be here, but I guess I'm just like any hot-blooded man. I'm weak. I can't stay away. I'm drawn to you. I hold on to whatever is around me, easing my way across so I can see you better. I can smell the perfume you wore today. The wine you were drinking lingers on your lips. My heart pounds in my chest because one single snack of the branches and I'm done for. You'd know I was here, creeping around, spying on you. I wouldn't come to see you in the day because you, of all people, should know that I was made to be hidden, to spy and pounce when the moment is right. But that isn't why I'm here tonight. Remember, I would never, ever harm you. You wafted from the darkness, staring from your bedroom window. You're tapping your finger against your chest. You're worried about something, and I know why. The authorities are out looking for me. You know that, too. I know you've been tracking my every move. You've been reading and ringing people. I don't know what you found out, but I want you to stop searching for me. I know you've been keeping an eye on the news, and the press are rife with their stories, too. I know what they call me. I don't mind it. Most people aren't aware of my tale, but what my makers did and failed to suppress. I know about that urban legend, too. Some say I'm as tall as a house. Others apparently have witnessed me wearing a gas mask when I pray and mutilate my victims. When I've read about it, some of the details make me laugh, and frankly, some of them make me tear up and sob until I can't stand any longer. Look, I took something precious from you many years ago. In fact, I stole it. I ripped it from your heart. If things were different, I wish I hadn't done what I did. I could be in that house, next to you, loving you. But only if you wanted me to. Oh, you'd probably hate me, and I don't blame you at all. If you don't, you should. But as I contemplate that possibility, if I could turn back the clock and undo what I did, then I wouldn't have met you. You wouldn't know what you know, and neither would I, and we wouldn't have. I tremble as I think about it. That night, your words, your skin. Do you remember? Do you ever think about it when you're in bed by yourself? Do you ever feel me? I'll backtrack. Forget what I just said anyway. I bet you'd be disgusted if you knew where I was. I wish I could just leave it alone, but I can't. I have something to do and I can't ignore it.